Thank you for choosing Archtop Fiber. My name's Phil. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I just called to say I lost phone service a few minutes ago and still don't have it on. I unplugged it or shut the power off to the power switch and still don't have phone.
All right, sir. Can I have your name real quick?
My name's John Werner. My telephone number is 845-246-2362.
How are you doing today, John? I think I helped you sign up for service a little while ago.
Yeah, yesterday.
Person on the account should be Donna.
What's that?
I'm not seeing a John. Give me a sec.
John, W-E-R-N-E-R.
There we are. I found you. All right. Just so I can verify some information on your account, John, so before I get into there, can you please tell me your service address?
12 Old Canoe Hill Road, Saugerties, New York.
All right. What's the email address on the account?
Warner John 380@gmail.com.
Thank you much for that, John. And what speed of internet are you supposed to have from us?
I'm sorry, I didn't get that.
What speed of internet are you supposed to have from us?
I'm supposed to have both internet and phone service.
Mm-hmm. And what speed is
there? What's that?
What's the speed of internet you're supposed to have?
I don't understand your question. I'm sorry.
Are you supposed to have 1 gig or 2 gig internet?
I have internet right now, but I don't have phone service.
Okay. I'm looking at, one more. So, and you told me your phone number was 845-246-2362. Is that the cell phone number attached to the account? All right.
No, that's not my cell phone. I'm on the cell phone now.
Okay, that should be your home phone number. Okay.
My home number is 845-246-2362.
All right. I'm looking into this real quick. I'm just making sure nothing's going on. I do have everything verified in your account. So it's showing that, their account's not in the red or negative, so everything should be fine there. Saying that everything on your account is good to go. And you're saying you currently don't have phone service? Your phone's currently out?
Yeah, phone's out. They had trouble getting it up yesterday. And then we got it up, and I received a phone call this morning. I received about 4 phone calls yesterday. But right now, this is technical, right?
Yes. I'm looking at it right now. So what I'm seeing going on is your service was installed yesterday, correct?
Right.
So because your service
the modem box, the box itself, two first lights are on. The fourth light is flashing, and on the tower, I have nothing.
All right. I'm double checking everything right now. Just to double check everything. All right. I am showing that you are currently receiving, your internet is currently, working just as expected, which is a good thing. What I can tell you is, I remember when we signed you up for service, I did tell you that when we're porting in the number, it can take a little bit of time for that to get in there. It looks like from what I'm seeing, your port time for the port date and time for your service started port date and time was yesterday at 1 in the afternoon.
Yeah, that's when I started working on the lines.
So, yeah.
It was about 4, maybe almost 5 o'clock before they've got phone service for me.
Okay. And was it working yesterday?
And it was working. I received phone calls this morning.
Okay.
And then I went to try it. And as I say with these boxes, is there any, what is supposed to happen? The white tower, I have no light. On the modem box, I have the first two lights. And then a flashing yellow on the fourth.
All right. Give me a sec. Let me pull up that information on that device real quick, and I can let you know.
Now, I have unplugged or shut the power off to the box like the technician asked me.
No, I understand that, and I'm actually looking, I'm pulling this up right now so I can let you know what's going on with that lighting situation. So, that doesn't help me. I have to pull, I actually had to grab the, something for this one. So you're saying for the device you received, you see a couple of lights and they are. So which lights do you see connected?
What's that now?
So which lights are lighting up currently?
Okay. The only two that I have, I believe, are on the modem box, the black box.
Okay.
I have the first two that are lit. The fourth one, that's left to right. The fourth one is flashing.
Okay. So from what I'm seeing is the LEDs that are available, that show up on your specific device, are showing you the connective speeds of your Wi-Fi signal. It's telling you that it's receiving information. That's the first light.
Mm-hmm.
The second light is it's broadcasting in the 2.4 gigahertz and the 5.4 gigahertz speeds respectively. And then the last light that's going to show you is showing you if signal is being processed through on your device. So,
okay.
In terms of your phone service being out, I'm not seeing anything that would be coming through for the actual tower itself for this, but what I can do for you, John, is I can actually set up a trouble ticket, because it doesn't look like one got set up for you for this issue, and I can set it as a high priority so our team that works with our phone services can actually look at it, because we're limited of what we can do as customer service representatives. So what I'll do is I'll create a trouble ticket for this. That way we can actually ensure that the correct team is actually looking at what's going on and make sure that we're getting everything possibly taken care of. Because like I said, it doesn't look like something is going on, and I'm going to make sure this is selected for your phone service. So put this.
Now that's okay.
I'm
but the thing gets me, the white tower. You understand what I'm saying? The white tower that I have, there is no light.
No, and I understand that, John. So you're saying that you're not seeing any lights on the tower that you did see yesterday when they had when phone service was active?
Really, I don't remember if it was lit or not. But with the back of the tower is lit.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it's getting power to it, but it's not getting the signal. And that back to the modem box, the flashing light goes out and stays out for a while and comes back on flashing.
No, and
let me back this up. back this up one step so you get a little bit more information. During the time that I was, checking it out, I picked up the receiver, and I had phone service, and then I lost it again, second time.
So you had a dial tone for a moment, but then you lost it?
Right.
All right, so I'm putting
that... Incidentally, why I have you on this line, I was very happy with the crew that came here yesterday. They were knowledgeable and with having my feelings intact.
All right, no worries. So, John, I'm putting this in as a trouble ticket for no dial tone. This way they can actually look into it and see what's going on. Currently, you are out of service for your phone. I'm stating that you did have phone service that was functional yesterday, but it has since stopped. You have done a hard reboot on your Adtrain device, which means that you've done the modem reset, but your phone connection still doesn't function properly. You have stated that you did have dial tone for a moment, but then you lost it. I'm going to submit this ticket so that our team can start looking into it, and hopefully we get an update about what's going on as soon as possible. That way we can make sure your phone service is handled and properly taken care of as quickly as possible. I understand that this does cause a little bit of inconvenience, and hopefully we can get this issue fixed for you as quicker, hopefully by end of day today, instead of, it being like, oh, we have to look into it and it's going to take us a couple of days. Like I know a couple other companies may say that, it might take them to look into it. So
yes,
I realize that. So that ticket has been created, and hopefully that we can make sure all of this information, all of this does get taken care of. It does show that your phone service is active and was technically activated, quote, unquote, today. But hopefully that's just an issue. They may be trying to finish getting that information ported over so that we can just get everything taken care of and everything. But because of this is a trouble issue that you are calling about, I did create that ticket for you, and we should have, and the correct department should be looking into that very, very soon. We do scan through and make sure we check everything. I'll also make a mention of it to the departments that do look into this so that they can look into it as well for you and hopefully get the issue solved sooner rather than later.
Okay. It's good working with you. You're giving me a lot of information. Usually, I was with Spectrum prior to this, and it was a bunch of malarkey they were feeding me. So I know you're working on it. I'll be very satisfied. And it's a new service. I realize that. And there may be a few bugs. I realize that. So I'll catch you later.
Is there anything else I can help you with today, John?
No, that's just it. If you had TV, I'd drop Spectrum in a minute.
Oh, I understand that, John. But thank you for calling us here at Archtop Fiber. We look forward to helping you in the future, and hopefully we can get the issue fixed for you sometime today.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, my backup number is the telephone number I'm on now.
Would you like me to add
that? I gave it to you incorrectly yesterday.
Okay. So what I can do is I'll actually update your information as well in your account, just so that we have all this information taken care of and we can get that solved in, so that just in case, someone calls and we have an additional point of contact for you.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can
My cell phone number?
Is it the 518-751-0476 you're calling in on?
Right. Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. So I'll make sure that gets updated in your account, John. So don't worry about that. If there's nothing else, have a wonderful day, and we'll get this issue solved.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You're quite welcome. Bye-bye.